True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open. We want to hear from you, Commanders fans. Your chance to be the quarterback of this segment, 833-804-0910. Tweet me at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. I got a good tweet from Billy. Said, AWOD, they could have won that game. Should have been a 2-touchdown lead at half. Needed Jaden. Kind of like what you were saying, Stubb. I mean, it was absolutely a game that you could envision Jaden Daniels winning.
Yeah.
And yet, as we get to AWOD's 10 takeaways, the first one, Mariota wasn't that bad. Here on the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready, folks?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
All right, AWOD's 10 takeaways. If you want to chime in, give us your thoughts. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Takeaway number one, Marcus Mariota wasn't that bad until the game got bad. Like, he was very accurate in the first half in this one. He was hitting his receivers on time. It's not his fault. Debo went through his hands and it got picked off. I thought he ran it well. Not as good as I hoped he would, but he did pick up some decent yards on the ground. He wasn't bad until the end of the game, and you gotta love, all three tight ends got involved. Ertz, Bates, and here's Mariota finding Ben Sennett.
Here's the snap. Mariota stepping back, throws to a far side. He's got a wide open sitting at the 40, 45, 50. Got a block downfield from Debo. Takes two Chiefs defenders and knock him down. Wide open space, and Sennett's back in Chiefs territory at the 44.
Ben Sennett, they completely forgot all about him. He was wide
That's
open
hurry up, man.
For about 5 seconds, and I'm up here in the booth like, ooh, ooh, ooh. And I'm pointing to him. Mariota, obviously he wasn't the primary.
Takeaway number two here, where is the rushing attack gone? For Washington, it's disappeared, and it's not just Jaden Daniels, like I said, because Mariota can run too, but he is our lead back. What happened to Bill? Where is he? Is he working for Bill Nye? Bill did nothing in this game. Another week in which he cannot find the crease. I'm starting to think that was more on our offensive line, but I did say this 2 weeks ago, like the fumbling issue I think messed with his vision. McNichols is just better. Rodriguez only got one carry. You got to try other guys. 9 carries for 25 yards. Not good enough from Bill to be our starting running back. Ben Standing kind of said, well, maybe they should pivot off of that. I've been saying that for a couple weeks now. McNichols is Mick, don't forget about me. I'm running Mick angry. Give him the damn ball. Let McNichols do something. But we could do nothing with Ja'Cory Kraske Merritt. And on their side, Pacheco, 12 carries for 58 yards. Hunt, 9 carries for 40 yards. Pacheco and Hunt killed us all game long.
So Kareem Hunt in to the right of Mahomes. Kelce stepped behind the left tackle, Rice, who thought he had a touchdown, is out to the left, Worthy out to the right, second and goal inside the Commanders' one. Worthy goes in motion, snap, handoff, Hunt right up the middle. He crosses the goal line, and this one's going to count. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Yeah, they were 4-for-4 in the red zone. 4-for-4. And they were able to run it in. That makes it easy. Number three, 10 takeaways here by AWOD. Number three is the leading receiver was Jeremy McNichols. Like, we get Terry McLaurin back. We get Deebo Samuel back. Where are the targets for those guys? Where are the targets for them? It just felt like every play from Cliff, like, this was not the best game plan from Cliff. Too much sideways throws. Too much throwing the ball behind the line of scrimmage. Not airing it out deep enough. Because when you did, it was successful. But the leading receiver was McNichols in this game. That's an issue.
McNichols to the right of Mariota. Three wide receivers to the right, all of them inside the numbers. Terry's out to the left. Here's the snap. Terry chips off the edge. Mariota steps up, looking, surveying, just dumps one off. Floats one up to McNichols at the 35-30, 25, and out of bounds at the 20-yard line. What patience by Mariota!
I love the patience. I love the fact that he didn't bail on the pocket. The Chiefs, they come with a four-man rush, and they have a guy spying Marcus Mariota.
That was the lollipop pass to McNichols, but he got a lot of yards on that. Takeaway number four, we didn't beat ourselves with penalties, but we did with turnovers and drops. And the drops came in big spots, in big moments. Ertz had one, and Jalen Lane had one that everybody saw on national television because it happened the same drive after he dropped the kickoff. So, just frustrating stuff. We didn't beat ourselves with penalties. We did with turnovers and drops.
This kickoff hits Jalen Lane in the hands and rolls out of bounds at the 2-yard line. He mishandled the kickoff. He was running to his left. He fumbled the ball on the catch, and then it rolled out of bounds into the Washington sideline, and the Washington offense is going to start around their one.
Takeaway number five, the Chiefs dominated us in yards in this one. 432 to 60. Takeaway number six, the third downs were really solid. 7 of 12 on third down. But the two missed fourth downs cost us everything. Here's the call.
They're going to be aggressive here. They're going for it. It's a fourth and six.
Be alert for a zero blitz by the Chiefs.
Zach Ertz goes in motion. McNichols to the left of Mariota. Fourth and six at the Chiefs 40. Aggressive move here early. They snap it. Chiefs break five. Mariota's got time. Throws into the slot. That is caught by Zach Ertz right at the line to gain. It's going to matter where they mark it.
That's a first down. Let's see this spot.
Takeaway number seven. The Chiefs in the red zone were perfect 4-4. Washington 1-2. As Patrick Mahomes found Travis Kelce in the end zone. And this was the tie for the record.
Mahomes with Pacheco to his right, three wide receivers to the left. Use a break here. Worthy moves closer to the line. Mahomes surveying, dancing, moving to his right, throws back to the end zone. Travis Kelce caught about a yard deep into the end zone, and that's a touchdown, Kansas City.
Takeaway number eight, Andy Reid's halftime speech must have been iconic. I kind of loved, they showed him post-game in the locker room, if you guys saw. He said, his first words were, well, it was a much better second half. I mean, I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall there at halftime. Because I feel like Dan Quinn had nothing to say. He burned his speech pregame, and it worked. He got off to a fast start, but then Andy Reid turned things around for the Chiefs at halftime, and they came out there, and they knew they were beating themselves, and they just stopped doing that, and they executed. And takeaway number nine is Travis Kelce just has a great feel for the game. I mean, that incredible play was off script. He was blocking and then just leaked out as Daron Payne was caught in a weird position because he didn't know if he should guard him or go after the quarterback, and that happened again on the touchdown to Kareem Hunt. The Chiefs have a really good feel for the game, but especially Travis Kelce. And takeaway number 10, I was wrong, way wrong, about this offense being just fine with Mariota. Because Cliff needed to change the game plan. Because you cannot call the exact same plays that you do with Jaden Daniels as Marcus Mariota. Like that one QB designed run that we've seen Jaden have success with, Mariota went absolutely nowhere on that one. The fourth down play, Jaden probably scrambles and picks it up himself. Instead, Mariota heaves it downfield to no one.
Terry's in the slot. McNichols is the back. Second, fourth down attempt. Washington's 0 for 1. They needed 6 on the last drive. Got 5 3/4. Fourth and 1. Snap to Mariota. Here comes a big blitz from Kansas City. Mariota wants it off for Terry, who's not looking for the ball. It's thrown out of the back of the end zone. Incomplete. Turnover on downs.
And that's how.
All out, man.
Yeah, that's what the Kansas City Chiefs are going to do.
Yeah, and we weren't ready for it. We didn't have the blitz beater ready. In terms of a hot route, but those fourth down misses cost us the game. Let's revisit our keys to victory and pathway to success here. And I did say that even in defeat, Washington could get the train back on the tracks. And I think they did, because they did have a good performance in the first half. The train might be back on the tracks. It's not going 100 miles an hour, but it's back on the tracks. We'll see what they can do next week when they return home. The first key on the road was long drive, 60% on third downs. I asked Jeremy 7 of 12, all right? That was good enough on third downs. It was good enough on third downs. Second key was to win the turnover battle. No, we did not win the turnover battle. Because Mahomes had 2 picks, Mariota had 2 picks. We had missed fourth downs. You know what this came down to, though? Was the Chiefs had 2 fumbles that they recovered both of them their own. They recovered 2 of their own fumbles. And they... because of that, won the turnover battle with us. Third key to victory was an explosive first half touchdown. An 11-yard touchdown pass to McLaurin is not explosive. We had our chances. We had our chances on the first drive of the game. We had our chances after the Lattimore interception. We had our chances after the drop by Travis Kelce that turns into a interception by Wagner. We had our chances on fourth down. That if that was executed right, they tried to go deep to McLaurin. It could have been your explosive first half touchdown. We didn't execute. So we lost 2 of the 3 keys. We did have more sacks than the Chiefs, but part of the pathway to success was to run for 100 yards. We didn't do that. We didn't control the time of possession at all, which is just crazy because you could see that was the game plan, but it didn't work. It just didn't work at all. They tried to methodically drive down the field in the first drive of the game. Interception. They tried to methodically drive down the field. Miss on fourth down. Just didn't execute. Didn't execute. But I'm a little bit optimistic because I thought that was going to be 60 minutes of hell. It turned it up to just be a 30-minute butt-whooping. But I'm excited for an opportunity because next week and the week after, it's still 2 statement games. Still 2 statement games. And the first one's on Sunday Night Football, and the second one's America's Game of the Week. Eventually, we have to win on primetime. Right, Stub? Eventually, we have to win on primetime.
Wouldn't say have, but I'm expecting at least one.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Call in 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910, or tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio. Rob just tweeted me, AWOD, you're right, you have to look at the first half as a reason to be optimistic. Following a 28-7 loss, it is a terrible Tuesday on AWOD Radio. We'll get back into the Commanders next, but right now we'll go around the NFL with NFL Hits.
Every regular season matchup, every head coach on the hot seat, the hit stories in the NFL. NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
All right, so I will start here with an overreaction, and that is that I think the Broncos are going to win that division. I thought that they were the best team on the weekend, right? I mean, Dallas came in so hot after winning 44-22. They nearly lost the exact same score, 44-24, to the Broncos. Thank goodness Washington faces the Broncos at home because Mile High is a tough place to play. But they are first place in the AFC West, got a game on the Chargers, game on the Chiefs, and like I think they're legit. I don't love Bo Nix, but I'm starting to love what they have defensively.
I just expect the Chiefs to go 2-0 in the head-to-heads.
Yeah.
And I think that with them only being one game back right now, playing like they are, I expect them to take the lead because of that.
I know, but you look at the schedule here for the Broncos, and Texans, Raiders over the next 2 weeks here seems like two easy dubs for a team that would then have like a, what, seven-game win streak going into the game against the Chiefs. That's all the momentum. And look, I think they have a really good rushing attack. It's crazy that they let Javonte Williams go and he's having so much success in Dallas, but R.J. Harvey is looking like a good draft pick, and J.K. Dobbins, when he stays healthy, every game he hits the outside once and has an explosive play.
Every single time, without fail. He always breaks at least one.
Give us an overreaction here on a Tuesday, October 28th.
I'm on the same kind of page as you. I kind of talked about it last week, but I am convinced the Ravens are going to win the AFC North.
Oh, yeah.
Get Lamar back and go for a run, huh?
Absolutely. I mean, you have a nice, easy schedule coming up. And the rest of that division just, frankly, isn't good. The Bengals just lost to the Jets. That speaks for itself. The Browns don't have an offense. I assume they're going to turn to Shadur soon, so maybe they'll have something then.
Is it too soon to say that? Like, yes, they looked better, and they're going to get Lamar back, but their defense this season, there's a reason they lost five of the first six games here.
They did the same thing last year, though. Like, they started their defense at the beginning of last year was getting torched. It was getting torched by Gardner Minshew.
Yeah.
And then they turned it around and they were the best defense in the NFL down the stretch.
Stubb, what are you overreacting about here on a Tuesday?
Staying in the division, Pittsburgh is going to go 9-8 and miss the playoffs this year.
Oh, come on now. I'll put a bet on that right now, Stubb. They are a playoff team.
They are not playing like it.
Dude, the Packers are good. That's what you're doing. You're overreacting to one bad loss
Tuesday.
To a bad team.
Two bad losses.
No.
They lost
Joe
to Cincy.
Flacco is elite, dude. And he was throwing it to Jamar Chase
and T.
Higgins.
He lost to a team that just lost to the Jets.
Yeah, I know. But the Jets didn't win that game by stopping Joe Flacco. They still scored a lot of points.
The Steelers are going to play the Colts. They're going to lose. And then they're going to play the Chargers. They're going to lose. And then they're going to be below 500.
I think they might beat the Colts. Because of any team in the NFL, the Steelers can stop a dual threat quarterback in Daniel Jones, just like they stopped Jaden Daniels. They stop Lamar every year. They get a win on them. I might pick the Steelers to win this game here and bring the Colts back down to earth. Because I think people are starting to overreact about the Colts here.
It's the best performing offense in the league versus a defense that hasn't figured it out yet.
Right, but we have seen a really good performing offense go nowhere in the Miami Dolphins and their season disappear. Like, the same season they scored 72 points, they missed the playoffs.
No, they did. No, they made the playoffs. They just lost terribly in a snow game.
I'm going to overreact about something inside of the division here for Washington. And that is that the New York Giants still do not have a quarterback. I told you I was never believing Jackson Dart. And I thought that was the Giants falling back down to earth. That was the lock of the century. He has not thrown the ball well. His ability to run has made him a little bit of a spark for the Giants. But you look at what he's done for the season now. He's barely throwing above 60% in games. He's got three interceptions already this season, and he's got over 202 yards once.
I think if you give him time to develop with Neighbors, and maybe Neighbors will be carrying that, I think we'll see those numbers go up.
Maybe. I mean, do you think he's going to have the same coach next year? I think he's going to have to learn a new offense.
I mean, he's also throwing to Wandale Robinson right now. That's wide receiver one. Darius Slayton, wide receiver two. There just aren't that many options. I'm not ready to count him out. I'm also not ready to count Dable out. I think he might find a way to keep his job.
How about overreacting to the Atlanta Falcons and their loss to the Dolphins? Is Raheem Morris officially on our hot seat now, Stubb? Would you say that?
Ooh, that's a very good question, and I don't have a strong answer for you yet. I mean, they're just one game below 500. That Dolphins loss did look really ugly. That's not a team you want to lose to. I don't think he's on the hot seat. Yeah.
I think he is, because I think McDaniel has to get removed off of it with a victory. Raheem Morris stays on it. Aaron Glenn gets moved off of it. What about Pete Carroll Jonathan Gannon?
Pete Carroll's a one and done. I think we've felt very confident from that for the whole time. It doesn't even seem like he wants to coach or
pay
attention.
Both of those
teams
were on byes, so they can certainly get back on the hot seat for this week. I don't see Pete Carroll being the coach next year, and I'm really not sure about Gannon anymore in Arizona. I mean, it feels like that season's gone off the rails. They've got a game in Dallas for Monday Night Football next week, Monday, November 3rd.
Any other high-profile college coaches that are freeing up? I wonder if any of them are going to make their way over. Your Brian Kelly's or your
Steve Sarkisian is being thrown out there
Franklin.
For the Titans job. I don't know any NFL team who would want a guy that can't win the big game in college, because every NFL game is a big game. And then are we overreacting to Travis Kelce and that touchdown? How good is he compared to, like, Tony Gonzalez and the rest of the Hall of Fame tight ends that the NFL has had over the last 20 years?
He's definitely a Hall of Famer, which that's hard enough to do at the tight end position in and of itself. I think there's only, like, four or five guys that are even in the Hall of Fame there. When you're talking about comparing him to Tony Gonzalez and guys like that, I could see an argument. I don't think he's quite there yet.
I think he's at that level with the NFL IQ. I think he doesn't have the God-gifted athletic ability or size that those guys had, like Antonio Gates, Tony Gonzalez, just those two that come to the top of my head. But I think Mahomes alluded to it in the broadcast. Like, you have to give him credit for the standard that he's set, as he has been the commander-in-chief for those Chiefs there. He's been there the whole time. He went through the Alex Smith era to the Mahomes era, and it's just his feel for the game, like on that play in which he was blocking, and he leaks out and has the most explosive play of the game. His NFL IQ is incredible.
Think about his laterals, too. Like, if you put the ball in his hands, he's going to find a way. He's playing so much harder. He knows everything. I think the veteran status, you can feel it with him. He's up there.
Yeah, and he's going to be the all-time leader in Chiefs touchdowns ahead of Priest Holmes and Tony Gonzalez as well. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. So it is a terrible Tuesday, but it's also a JMU game day. Dave Riggert, the play-by-play voice of the Dukes, will join us in an hour. He'll be with us at 2:30. Touchdown Tuesday, all the best highlights from the weekend that was college and the NFL. David Harrison to break down the Commanders, but we will run around local sports here in Richmond with CBS6's Lane Casadante. That's coming up on the other side of this commercial break. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Commanders. You can hear every game here on 910 AM, 105.1 FM, the official Commanders radio broadcast. 3 hours pregame, 3 hours postgame, and I salute you if you stayed up for the 3 hours postgame last night, as that got ugly and it spiraled out of control in the second half. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline from CBS 6 locally, it's Lane Casadante. What's up, Lane?
Good afternoon, Adam. Tough day in Commanderville.
Absolutely. It is a terrible Tuesday, and I'm optimistic today because I really liked what I saw in the first half, and I received a few tweets that I agree with. I want to get your take. Was that a game that, the way it unfolded, Jaden Daniels could have won?
Oh, that's a wonderful question. I think they. I don't want to shove the whole loss at Marcus Mariota's feet, because I think he's a quality quarterback. Jaden Daniels makes defenses play a little bit different. So in that regard, maybe he could have pulled something out in the second half, just because defenses have to treat him a little bit differently.
Yeah, I think it's more he would have converted the one or two of those fourth downs in the first half, and maybe would have had a successful drive that ended with a touchdown rather than just the one throw to Terry McLaurin. But the second half got ugly, and it got out of control like every game recently has the last few weeks here, because they can't get stops defensively. The good thing is they did make changes, so I don't want people to be blaming the coaching staff. To me, that was on the players.
Yeah, and I mean, Dan Quinn said it all throughout the week that they were going to do a complete overhaul of not just who they're using, but the plays they're calling, and really how to simplify things in practice. And I was a little surprised at how candid he was about, telling everybody that they wanted to make things easier for their players. So, were the first, seven games too difficult? Were they making calls that the players didn't understand? Were they not getting it in practice? You want to see when things aren't going well, you want to keep it as simple as possible. I understand that. This is also a team that has had to deal with injuries they did not have last year. So it's a completely different season, even though the colors and a lot of the names are the same.
Lane Casadante with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. One more thing about the Commanders here, and they return home for two games against the Seahawks and the Lions, and I just want to get your take on this, because the season is not over until you're eliminated, but there's been a lot of chatter about last season being a blessing and a curse, and it's eating me up, because to me that was just a blessing. There's no curse, and I love what they did in the offseason. They were aggressive as hell. They made two changes. I wouldn't change any of that.
No, I don't think last season was a curse at all. I mean, if people want to say, well, it got them a tougher schedule this year, it got them more primetime games, that's what you want. That's why you're playing this game. That's why you're all in this in the first place. You want to play the best teams. You want to be in the national spotlight. You want to have that expectation on you. It's great to sneak up on people, and it's great to have a season of success that people weren't necessarily expecting. But you understand what comes with that also. I really think that, not having Jaden out there is not only a hindrance, X's and O's wise, but morale wise. This team, you see the number five go down, and you can't help it. Everybody's human. You're just like, what we have to do just got harder because we don't have him. And yeah, that's just being human. That's not to disregard or denigrate anybody else. That's just being human.
Yeah, and it halts his development. It stops the momentum of the season. It's been really frustrating to see not just him, but so many guys go down this year. Let's get to high school football here locally as we run around local sports in the 804 with Lane Casadante from CBS 6. Will you be heading to the same game as Stubb, Hokie Steve, and Gary Criswell on Thursday night? Highland Springs hosting Verina.
Yeah, Sean Robertson will be at that game. That's our game of the week also. And every year, you know, you can pretty much circle this one 5 years in advance, right? Because these two teams, they're so close. The players know each other so well. The coaches know each other so well. And they're so successful on, you know, in their own regard that this one would be huge if both teams were, you know, like 1-7 or 1-8. Because it just matters so much to everyone involved. As it happens this year, both of these teams could really use this to solidify their respective playoff standings because they are in different regions. So whomever gets this is going to get a big boost in their ratings points towards having at least one, if not more than one, home game once we get to the postseason.
Lane Casadante with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. I want to get your take on what Tyler Warren has done this season, how incredible that is. I mean, could he win Rookie of the Year? Has Richmond ever seen a Rookie of the Year? Because did Russell Wilson win it? I thought RG3 might have won it, right?
That's a good question. I don't believe Russell Wilson did win it. You'd have to go back a ways, I think, to find an 804 Rookie of the Year in the NFL. It's harder for, you know, a tight end, obviously, but, you know, everybody around here that paid attention to what he did in high school and at Penn State isn't all that surprised. I think they're pleasantly happy for him because the rest of the NFL is getting to see what we have all seen for the last 7-8 years. People think that the Colts are the best team in the league right now. They have the best record. I don't know that I'm going to, you know, usurp teams like Detroit and Kansas City and everybody else for Indianapolis right now. I think they've got to prove it. But he's part of that. And you just love to see it for him because you know what a good kid he is. You love to see it for Travion Henderson, who is doing well with the Patriots, and they are having a bounce-back season. So, you know, knowing these kids as we all do, you can't help but be happy for them because you know how hard they have worked and you know what good people they are to be seeing success at the highest level.
Yep, Tyler Warren was a first-round pick, number 14 overall, and he leads the Colts this season with 492 yards, 3 touchdowns on 37 catches. He's been their tight end one and tight end two, played basketball down the street for the Broad Street Bullies. It's been pretty cool to watch the Indianapolis Colts. Over to the college ranks, we've got a JMU Dukes game day today. We'll be speaking with the play-by-play voice of the Dukes, Dave Riggert. And for UVA, the college football playoff dream remains alive with the Cardiac Cavs winning again in overtime.
Yeah, 3 straight overtime games. You can't say they're not tested. And, you know, even Tony Elliott kind of put his hands up after that North Carolina game and said, I guess this is what we do now. We go to overtime and we have to win it. You know, we have to, it's got to be exciting. I don't have their schedule in front of me. I know they do not play Georgia Tech, but I believe their last 4 games are Cal, Wake, Duke, and Virginia Tech.
Yeah. Look, this schedule, when it came out, is so favorable for Virginia. Now, they better show up on that final game of the season because it doesn't matter what the Hokies' record is, they want that Commonwealth Cup, and that would just be so, like, Virginia sports here for Virginia Tech to ruin Virginia's season. But, yeah, I mean, these next 3 weeks, at Cal, Wake, and then at Duke, we're talking about the hardest game being at Duke, and it's not the Cameron Crazies.
Yeah, exactly, and that's one I don't think you can overlook that. I don't know if UVA is the 15th best team in the country. I do know that they have taken care of the business that's in front of them, and that's all you can ask. And it's certainly a heck of a lot better than what UVA fans have been dealing with for the last 5 or 6 years. So give it up to them. They're winning the games that are on their schedule. I do think that Duke game is – going to be tougher than people might think off the top. I think Wake Forest could be a tough game. At least they have them at home. But yeah, if they don't come out fired up to beat Virginia Tech with as much as is going to be on the line, then a lot of this season will have been for naught. But I just don't see that happening. I think Tony Elliott's going to have them ready to play each and every week.
Yeah, and the ACC hopes that Virginia will keep it going, because with Georgia Tech, Virginia, and Miami, you have three teams in the top 15 and a dream of three teams getting into the college football playoffs, which would be just massive for the conference.
Yeah, it would be huge. It would be huge for all three teams. I don't know if it's going to happen. A lot needs to shake out, you know, here and with all the other conferences, the Big Ten and the SEC. I don't know. Can the SEC get 17 teams in like they do for the basketball tournament? I don't think that's possible, but if there's a way to do it, I'm pretty sure they're going to try and figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, I have them getting five, and I think they want six or seven, which is just crazy. They've got three of the top five teams is in A&M, Alabama, and Georgia, but it's going to be interesting to see the way it plays out. They all have tough games still on their schedule, and I look at what Texas A&M has done this season, and I'm blown away by the job Mike Elko's done.
Yeah, how about that? I mean, and I know Brian Kelly had something to do with it too, but he got Brian Kelly out the door at LSU, which
yeah.
That's not easily done. But yeah, and I think you know, Mike Elko, what you're seeing at Duke right now is a little bit of what he started down there, right? So the guy just wins. Same thing with Kurt Cignetti at Indiana. It's really it's fun to watch him. Because some of us that got to know him when he was at JMU, he wins. Google him.
Lane, really appreciate you taking the time to join us today.
All right, Adam, thanks for having me. Have a great week, everybody.
You too. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
3rd and 8. They're at their own 37-yard line. Empty backfield for Mariota. Here's the snap. Chiefs bring a big-time blitz. He lobs one up down the sideline towards Terry McLaurin, who lays out for it and makes the catch at the 35-yard line.
Hustle, hustle, hustle. They gotta go. They gotta go.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open if you want to chime in. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Time for the Commander's Corner here on AWOD Radio. As I just saw this online here, Washington now has only an 8% chance of making the playoffs. Oh, boy. This season took a turn and has been very difficult. I mean, to cover this team, as much as I love this team, it's been a wild roller coaster of a season that's been up and down, and we are on the downward slope. And it just like a roller coaster, it feels like it's going faster and faster as we get closer to the ground. I mean, what was the most disappointing thing about last night? What would you say?
It was the fact that they were getting turnovers on Mahomes. Mahomes, one of the best in NFL history at not turning the ball over. And the defense that had struggled with turnovers all season long, really, finally got a couple, and they weren't able to convert on offense.
Yeah, I felt the exact same way. I mean, while we were watching it, I kept saying, we have to make the most of this opportunity. We have to make the most of this opportunity. It was the Mahomes throw to Travis Kelce that Wagner picked off that I said, this is it. They're not going to make any more mistakes. We have to take advantage of this one. And we just didn't.
The most disappointing part for me was the long-awaited return of Terry and Debo together.
And then they didn't even get targeted.
65 yards total between the two of them.
Nichols got all the targets.
Yeah.
I think that was more Mariota being scared to kind of fit it into a tight window. But also, it wasn't the best game plan from Cliff Kingsbury. They could not run the ball at all.
But I'm also looking here. Debo had 6 targets and got 11 yards.
Yeah. So. Well, all they do is throw to him behind the line of scrimmage.
Just a bunch of screen passes. It's what they were doing with Jaden early on, and it kind of made sense with Mariota in the game, a limited offense, but at some point you need to test him down the field, and did maybe once or twice with Terry.
And it worked. It's like, why'd you get away from it?
You need to do it more.
Terry had 2 long catches. One down the sides, they rolled out of bounds, caught it. One in the end zone, they rolled out of bounds, he caught it. Why didn't we keep going to him on that one? And then, Zach Ertz had that big drop on third down. The game might have been already over by then, but just, I think, was that the one that after Ertz dropped that, we just punted it? And everyone was like, why are we punting down 28-7? I mean, it was very un-Dan Quinn-like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I hate to give up in a game.
I hate to give up on the season already. I hate that it feels like Dan Quinn's kind of given up on some of these players. Like, he punted because he thought we had no chance of winning that game.
Right.
No chance. It was already over.
And it's like an injury preservation thing, which also sucks.
Yeah. I mean, look, we asked for them to get off to a fast start. And they
the
moved the ball.
Did.
No, but offensively, so did they. They moved it all the way down the field. And then they turned the ball over. It's just, this season has been filled with mistakes at the wrong moments of time. Right? And last year was filled with these winning time moments.
Yeah. It's the exact opposite.
It's the exact opposite. And this is the regression to the mean. Every single person in the roster was playing above average last year. They all did. Jaden Daniels played above average for a rookie quarterback. He was nearly perfect. Every single player was above average last year. And we're not even talking about the guys that were above average last year that we lost. Like Austin Eckler. Gone. Like, we could have used him in that game last night.
Yeah.
Could have used him in every game. It's been such a frustrating season. But I think the most disappointing thing about last night was that we had him in the first half. And we had our chances. And I knew the second half was going to go sideways. I mean, I'm kind of surprised that we didn't score at all. That kind of shocks me, but I'm not surprised they scored 21. And yet, if you told me last week that the Chiefs are going to score 28 points and have 2 turnovers, I would love our chances in that one. Love our chances in that one. I told my friend, I might have to fly to Kansas City, book a flight, go visit Soren Petro, bend down his kiss his ass because we didn't score 27 points, and I guaranteed it yesterday.
It's just 28 points and 2 turnovers. Jaden can win that game.
Yeah.
And a Terry McLaurin, who played in the entire offseason, helps us win that game.
Yeah, I mean, look, I love your optimism because that's how I started the show with today, that it can get worse than last week, losing to the Cowboys. We had a decent showing and a good first half, and we're now officially eliminated. But it feels like the sky is falling. The sky has fallen, and now this is our new reality. This is our new reality. We have to fight for everything. Yeah. We have to fight for government cheese. We have to fight for everything.
After his freshman year, I'm never going to say Jaden can't win a game.
No.
But when he's not playing and when he's injured, yeah, well, there's some games we can't win.
Yeah, and I also think, like, again, I think Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury needed to have a plan B for not having Jaden Daniels in this game.
But he's the whole team.
I know, but they, like, going for it on fourth down twice in the first half in field goal range is not something you do with a backup quarterback. Like,
something to do with a backup kicker.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give you that. But on the road in Kansas City, I would have rather them put out the loser no-name kicker and he would have just missed it. That I would have rather that happen.
I don't mind the aggressiveness, honestly. I think in a situation like that on the road in Kansas City against Mahomes with a backup quarterback in, it doesn't hurt to go for touchdowns when you're still in the game.
No, but in that situation, you had already created two turnovers and had 0 points off the turnovers. At the end of the day, Marshawn Lattimore's on the sidelines saying, "What the hell are we doing offensively? I showed up. Everybody talks smack, and then he showed up, and we have 0 points. So I like being aggressive too, but not when your defense is, because that's not complimentary football, right? Because at that point in the game, you believed your defense was going to get stops. You should just put points on the board and keep racking up threes and keep hoping Mahomes turns it over, because that's what he had been doing at that time. I mean, just so damn frustrating. But like, there were a lot of positives. Like I said, the drive at the end of the half there to stop Mahomes from getting anything, right? I mean, look what just happened last week in this similar spot, right? Like, look it up. I'm pretty sure that Mahomes came out there with 58 seconds left, and for the Cowboys, it was like 1:03 left. Was not much different. The Cowboys went down the field and got a touchdown. 1 week later, we prevented the multiple-time AFC champion, Super Bowl champion, MVP Patrick Mahomes from even getting in field goal range. That's a positive improvement on the defensive side of the ball. Problem was, as much as there were improvements, there were setbacks, and the running game was definitely a setback. I mean, it's such a setback.
You need more out of Bill, and even if it's not Bill, you need more out of Chris Rodriguez. I don't know why they're not using him at all. I know McNichols is having a pretty solid season, but in short yardage situations especially, you need that big bruiser back.
I'm gonna one-up you here. You need more yards. You also need more attempts. Just 20 carries?
I get it.
60's awful. 3 yards per carry. If you look at that, most coaches are going to say give up on it. But like I said, this is a backup quarterback on the road, and your offensive line needs to push forward because all they're doing was backpedaling and defending Marcus.
It's so much harder to have a run game when the team doesn't respect your passing game.
Yeah.
And we gave no reason for them to fear Scary Terry this game.
I just don't understand why every other team we face off against can snap the ball and then pitch it 5 yards wide to the running back and he's going to get 10. And when we attempt that, we lose yards. How does that make sense? Do teams know it's coming? Do we not know it's coming defensively? I mean,
is that like Ben Sennett missing a block?
I don't think so. To me, that's the offensive line. Because there was one pull play where I hate going hard on Cosme because I like him, and this is just his second game back. But he missed the other one, and then there was a pull play in which me and my friend said he didn't hit anybody. He pulled to the left side there and didn't make contact with anybody, and the run went for negative yards. It's just. And look, Kansas City, it's so frustrating to watch them offensively. All they do is dink and dunk. Patrick Mahomes throws it 5 yards or less almost every single time. And Rashee Rice, man, is he quick. Pacheco, man, is he quick. They make everybody else look slow. And it's because he just makes good decisions in good timing, and he gives his receivers a chance to make yards after catch.
Helps that it's a team full of track stars, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Xavier Worthy literally has the record in the combine.
Yeah, I know. And Rashee Rice looks so fast, right? I mean, look really so fast there. How about the screen pass to Worthy where he then ran back to the other side of the field for 11 yards? Like, that's how slow... That's our problem. We're slow as hell. Dude, we're freaking molasses out there, right? I mean, it's like Dan Quinn thinks it's the tortoise versus the hare. He's going to win it with these slow football players. What the hell? Everybody's slow. We're slow pokes out there defensively. We got no shot. I mean, it's just embarrassing. So, I was trying to be optimistic, Stubb. Every time I keep talking about it, I turn to doom and gloom because what I watched in the second half made me puke. First half was good, but it's like, it's the NFL. It's 60 minutes of football. And if you don't show up for all 60, you're not going to win many games. Now the team falls to 1-4 on the road, come home for two home games against two offenses that have really lit it up so far this year. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.